What's your favorite hymn? We're going to produce a CD of Issues Etc. listeners' favorite hymns. Just send the title of your favorite hymn by Monday, May 21st to lynn@issuesetc.org. lynn@issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Well, it's Friday. We've come to the end of a Friday broadcast day and the end of a broadcast week. That means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. All this week we've been listening to our various guests and sometimes listening for what we call soundbite material. We've heard some four soundbites we've assembled from this week's Issues Etc. audio. Come from Pastor Matt Harrison, Dr. Andrew Walker, Dr. Thomas Korchak, and Pastor Jonathan Fisk. We're going to play the four soundbites for you. All you need to do is listen, and then you can call and vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're coming to you live this Friday, May the 11th. Our call-in number for your votes, 1-877-623-6943. Our email address, that works just as well. Just remember to tell us why you are voting for the soundbite you're voting for and where you listen. talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter as well, @issuesetc, and there's space at our Facebook fan page for you to leave your vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Matt Harrison. We were talking with him about the joys of Christ's resurrection as the Easter season wanes. Here he is on his thoughts, Jesus, the firstborn from the dead.
Paul says, Jesus is the first fruits of them that sleep. And Paul, the inspired apostle, used the word sleep for a purpose. It wasn't a mere euphemism for death. It's because we believe that is the reality. Luther says, at the resurrection, it'll be like, oh, death for us will be like just falling asleep and having a short nap. And we shall rise unto the resurrection and feel wonderfully refreshed. He says, the hard part, because Jesus is the firstborn of the dead, it's like the head of the child is born first, and every woman knows that the head is the hardest part. And Luther says, after the head is born, the body follows quickly and easily. So with us, Christ's resurrection was the tough part, and the body will follow quickly and easily at the last. And he says, it's as though we have but one foot hanging in the grave. No, one toe hanging in the grave. No, a mere toenail hanging in the grave. So much has been done already for our resurrection. And at the end, that final toenail will be extricated. And so it'll be a glorious day in a twinkling of an eye.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, Jesus, the firstborn from the dead. If you'd like to vote for that one, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Andrew Walker. He's talking here about what he calls the androgynous society and its link to totalitarianism.
It's hard to predict, you know, kind of where progressive activists want to take this particular line of thinking. But what I think it ends up in is this kind of an androgynous society where any type of distinction between male and female is considered retrograde or a form of bigotry and discrimination. And so I think this contributes to a mass sameness, and I think that's problematic because you can only suppress natural distinctions for so long before there's some type of reaction. There was a tweet from Robert George, who's a professor at Princeton. He said that ordinary authoritarians are content to forbid people from speaking truths. But he said totalitarians insist on forcing people to speak untruths. The totalitarian impulse around gender is you have voices who want to say that it is improper to acknowledge any type of sex difference. That's an act of suppression, and it's forcing people to believe untruths. And the natural I believe Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2 truth at stake here is the fact that God made males and females different. He made them equal, but he made them different in, again, their chromosomal, their physiological, anatomical capacities. Ultimately, this is an assault on both the body. I think it's an assault on reason. And I also think it's an assault on God's general revelation that he's given us in creation of making the sexes distinct.
Soundbite number two is Dr. Andrew Walker, The Androgynous Society and Totalitarianism. If you'd like to vote for that one, just go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to tell us why you're voting for it. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Thomas Korchak, telling us what a school's chapel service can tell you about the school.
Whenever I'm looking at a school or researching, the very first place I go to is their chapel service. Or I go to their church webpage and I look at their worship service. That just tells me more about what's going on in that school and how it's oriented than anything else. And perhaps that's an easy shortcut for parents to remember. Just click on a chapel service, listen to it. Does it follow the church year? Does it follow the liturgical standards of the church? One of the functions of the school is to catechize children for life in the church. So when a child goes to chapel service, it isn't just for their spiritual needs for that very moment, but it is also to get them ready for a lifelong worship life in the Holy Christian Church. So I want those things to be congruous with what goes on in the church. If it's different, then I kind of wonder why it's different. Recently, I was on a school website, and I looked at their chapel service, and they were using Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker characters for their chapel service. Now, what is that teaching children about God's holy house and his holy word when we import not just secular entertainment, but entertainment that's based on Gnosticism into the church and say, this is a fun way to understand God's word. It's contrary to what we want to convey to children.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Thomas Korchak, what a school's chapel service tells you about the school. If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because soundbite number four is right up, and after that, we'll start taking your votes during the break. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Jonathan Fisk. Here he is describing another part of Jesus' suffering.
Jesus did not only suffer starting with Pontius Pilate. Jesus suffered much longer than that. He knows how the Ten Commandment world is supposed to work. Like, he knows what ice cream should really taste like. Right? He knows what contentment should really feel like. And his entire life, he lives with an understanding of what it should be and is never like that. We can't wrap our heads around this. We can't actually get in that psychology or that emotion, but we can recognize that it was part of his active work to save us, that he walked that road. He stood in these shoes. He grew up with punk kids that called him names. He grew up with warts and blisters or zits or bad greasy hair. I don't know what it was. All of that stuff that isn't what it should be. It's all kind of nasty. And that's not even including then, you know, the suffering that comes from real human sin. He's suffering. He's suffering in his identity for us, not because of his fault. He's got no sin. But everywhere he goes, he is bearing the thorns of our age. One of my favorite Christmas hymns. Verse 3 of Joy to the World, no more let sin or sorrow reign, nor thorns infest the ground. The thorniness of this world is something that we take for granted, but it isn't supposed to be here. Those thorns and thistles came in Genesis 3 with the fall. The reason Jesus is crowned with thorns is because he's crowned with our fall. He suffered, right? From his first breath to his last breath. That active willing doing Jesus did, constantly until he dies. That's the gospel.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, another part of Jesus suffering. If you'd like to vote for that one or any of them to be soundbite of the week, this break is a great time to give us a call and vote for any of them to be soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943-877-623-MY-I-E. You can also vote by sending us an email right here in the studio. We get it in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org, or sending us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after the break.
We're currently faced with a crisis in Christianity, a life and death struggle between orthodoxy and heresy, between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults.
The Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, talking about his presentation at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
The prosperity gospel, it's nothing short of a wholesale transformation of Christianity. It's the glory of the cross supplanted by the glory of consumerism. It's a fast food Christianity. It's long on looks, but it is dreadfully short on substance.
You can meet and hear Hank Hanegraaff at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. You'll find a conference schedule, and you can register at issuesetc.org. Don't miss the premier conference for Christian laity, the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 8th and 9th in Collinsville, Illinois.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, is the Lutheran Federal Credit Union Ministry of the Month. During May, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to Concordia Theological Seminary. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, LutheranFCU.org.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
We are giving away the Lutheran Public Radio Bundle Package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in the next 10 minutes as we take your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Just have the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get top priority, 1-877-623-MY-I-E, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Make sure you tell us who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, Jesus as the firstborn from the dead? Soundbite number two, Dr. Andrew Walker, the androgynous society and totalitarianism? Soundbite number three, Dr. Thomas Korchak, what a school's chapel service tells you about the school? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on another part of Jesus suffering? 1-877-623-6943. Let's start with Lori, who listens in St. Louis. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. I'm so grateful for this program. My vote is for number one, Matthew Harrison's soundbite, because I was struck. I lost my mom 4 years ago this June, and I was struck by the by just a beautiful, comforting yet accurate description of death. I miss my mom so much, yet the idea that it's like she just had a short nap is like, wow.
It is indeed very comforting, Lori. I know exactly what you're talking about. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. That's one vote for Pastor Matt Harrison, Jesus as the Firstborn from the Dead. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Michael in Kyckoff, Minnesota says, as social media filters polarize us further and further, totalitarianism is the unnatural but logical result as creation falls farther and farther from our Creator. Interesting insight there, Michael, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. David listens in Colorado. He's voting for soundbite number 2. He says, I have to vote for this one because he says so well what I struggle to tell those around me. We are right now in the grip of an Orwellian fascistic movement, no doubt. When I point this out to people, they think I'm a conspiracy theorist. Well, maybe to a degree this is so, but the point is that we are suffering the consequences of previous generations, our own believing what I think are rightly defined as doctrines of demons. To anyone else who speaks, who gets this comforting in this, I see that I am not just crazy. Thank you for having such guests. I look to the Word of God for truth, which makes us sane. Well, thank you very much, David, and thanks for listening in Colorado. He votes for Dr. Andrew Walker on the Androgynous Society and Totalitarianism. Alicia is listening in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi, Alicia.
Hi. I'd like to vote for number 4, because when I heard that part of the interview, that Jesus lived his entire life understanding what life should be and that it's not that way, and that was part of his suffering, it made clearer to me, insofar as it could, what he suffered, and more so, it brought again to mind why we need him and the joy we Christians have to look forward to because of him. So great job, Pastor Fisk, for summarizing that and making that clearer so well.
Alicia, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. A vote for soundbite number 4, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, another part of Jesus' suffering. Matthew listens in Chelsea, Michigan. He says he's voting for soundbite number 1, Pastor Matt Harrison, Jesus the Firstborn from the Dead, because he gives us comfort and certainty of Christ. Thank you for listening in Michigan. In Ohio, in Edgerton, Ohio, Kurt says, while I thought that all of the sound bites were great, in the end it was President Harrison's that won for me. I've recently led my congregation through the study of 1 Corinthians in chapter 15, the resurrection chapter. Paul emphasizes the importance of Jesus' physical resurrection from the dead. If Christ is not raised, how do you expect to be raised? What power will do it? Only the power of God, and Jesus is the first fruit in a birth. After the head is delivered, the rest of the body comes quickly and easily. So it is for my Lord in his resurrection, and so it will be for me on the last day, says Kurt in Ohio. Thanks for your vote there, Kurt. Jack listens in Davidson, Ohio. He's voting for soundbite number 1 as well, Pastor Matt Harrison, on Jesus, the first fruits of the dead. He succinctly speaks to our hope and certainty in the resurrection of Christ. Jack, thank you for listening there, and thanks for your vote. Terry listens in Arkansas. He also chimes in with the vote for soundbite number 1, Pastor Matt Harrison, Jesus is the firstborn from the dead. He says, the interview with President Harrison, like taking a short nap, I love the vivid imagery used in the interview, certainly gives pause for deeper reflection on the importance of Christ's resurrection. Yes, it does indeed. And thanks for listening in Arkansas. In my home state of Texas, Gina is listening. I'm voting for Pastor Harrison's soundbite this week, not only because it's true, but because it was more true than Pastor Jonathan Fisk's soundbite, in which he claims that Jesus grew up just like everyone else, although that may be partially true. Jesus was without blemish or spot. So to say that Jesus had an acne problem is most certainly not true. Well, we'll have to discuss that at a different time. Jenna, thanks for your vote. The winner, according to your votes this week, is soundbite number 1, Pastor Matt Harrison. Some thoughts on Jesus as the firstborn from the dead.
Paul says, Jesus is the first fruits of them that sleep. And Paul, the inspired apostle, used the word sleep for a purpose. It wasn't a mere euphemism for death. It's because we believe that is the reality. Luther says, the resurrection, it'll be like, oh, death for us will be like just falling asleep and having a short nap, and we shall rise unto the resurrection and feel wonderfully refreshed. He says the hard part, because Jesus is the firstborn of the dead, it's like the head of the child is born first, and every woman knows that the head is the hardest part. And Luther says, after the head is born, the body follows quickly and easily. So with us, Christ's resurrection was the tough part, and the body will follow quickly and easily at the last. And he says, it's as though we have but one foot hanging in the grave. No, one toe hanging in the grave. No, a toenail, a mere toenail hanging in the grave. So much has been done already for our resurrection. And at the end, that final toenail will be extricated. And so it'll be a glorious day in a twinkling of an eye.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, Jesus the Firstborn from the Dead. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Lori in St. Louis, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. We're going to produce a CD of Issues Etc.'s listeners' favorite hymns. All you have to do is send the title of your favorite hymn to Lynn at issuesetc.org by Monday, May 21st. Just answer the question with the title of your favorite hymn. What's your favorite hymn? Send it to Lynn at issuesetc.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll get an introduction to the book of Nehemiah from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We'll continue our series on the Lutheran Confessions, talking with Pastor Paul McCain about political order, Christ's return to judgment, and free will in the apology of the Augsburg Confession. And we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Jacob's family. Just like a short nap. That's hard to believe. When you go out into a cemetery and you look at these worn down, broken down gravestones, even stone falls apart as long as these people have been dead and buried in the grave. The bodies, well, I imagine they're probably not even there in any substantive way. And that's just the people who've died in the last couple hundred years. Think about all who have died before that. And yet, in Christ, it is sleep. It is a short nap from which He Himself will awaken us. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow Him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.